Motley Fool Radio Show celebrates small business. Yes, we hear every week from some of America's best big company CEOs, but we wouldn't be very motley if we didn't recognize great small businesses as well, especially since there are a lot more of them than big ones. This week's small business segment features Cordia Harrington, the CEO and founder of the Tennessee Bun Company, a high-speed bakery that produces 60,000 buns an hour for a who's who roster of fast food clients. Eaten a chicken sandwich at KFC's recently, or a McDonald's burger, or a Chili's Big Mouth bun? Well, there's a good chance you've tasted the work of our next guest. She joins us from her company's headquarters in Nashville, Tennessee. Cordia Harrington, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Well, hi, David. It's great to be a part.
Pleasure to have you. Cordia, where did you get the idea first for your high-speed bakery?
I'm glad to say that McDonald's had the need for additional bakeries. Their sales were so strong, they needed additional bakeries. And I learned of the opportunity because I was a franchisee sitting on the purchasing and bun committee.
And so you were sitting there one day. Was there a eureka lightning strike moment when you decide that's what I should do next?
Oh, you know what? I guess there really and truly was, because I would go to the bun committee meetings and the purchasing meetings, and I would leave there so excited and so energized about sesame seeds in Guatemala and flour prices in Russia that I just couldn't wait to get back and tell everybody about the trends and what was happening. And when I learned that they needed to add another bakery to the system, I mean, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that I was the right gal for the job. Mm. And I just had to make sure that McDonald's figured that out. And it only took about 4 years and 30 interviews, but they finally realized that I was serious and I wanted to be a baker for them. And thank goodness they gave me the opportunity. And it's been the most amazing ride.
Mm. And so from a franchisee, you became an entrepreneur.
Yes. Honestly, the franchising was my second business. First business was in Russellville, Arkansas. But franchising was my second business. I bought my first restaurant in 90 and then built two other McDonald's, and owned those until 98. Built the bakery in 96, and it opened in 97.
Mm. And what were you doing in Russellville, Arkansas before all this started?
Well, Russellville is a great community. Have you ever been there?
Not yet.
Okay, it's a great community, David. But I town about 10,000, 11,000 people. When I lived there, I started a real estate company. We were the first female-owned business in the town. And interest rates back in the early 80s, do you remember what they were?
Yeah, they were actually, in the early 80s, kind of high.
Yeah, like 17 and 18%. So the bankers all thought we were crazy, but I started a real estate company and used all my life savings at the time, which was just under $600, and bought plywood and cut it out with a jigsaw, stenciled the name of Concept One on the signs, which was the name of the business, Concept One Realtors, bartered for office space with a local doctor. I had about 600 square feet, leased my desk for $3 a month and my chair for $1.50.
Mm.
And I was in the real estate business.
Cordia, we've read that you are the self-proclaimed bun lady now. Is that your preferred title? And are there any other bun ladies out there that you know of?
David, that's a great question. I didn't name myself the bun lady, but it stuck pretty well. I don't know of any others.
And do I take it that the primary difference then between the Tennessee Bun Company, a high-speed bakery, and maybe my Plain Jane local normal-speed bakery is volume? Are there other differences?
Well, I think the other thing that you'd see that's very different with ours is the automation. It only takes 11 people in the building to run 1,000 buns a minute, and that includes leadership, and that includes sanitation and engineering. I mean, it's so automated that that hands never touch the dough from
Wow.
the beginning to the end. All the machinery talks to one another.
And the Tennessee Bun Company supplies what percentage of McDonald's buns?
Oh, of worldwide percentages, probably only 5%. Nationwide, I don't know exactly that percent. We're blessed to serve about seven surrounding states from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
We go as far as North and South Carolina and all cities in those states. And then we also get to serve the Caribbean islands, which is really fun.
Cordia Harrington, what's one thing you know now about business that you wish you knew back in 1996 when you first started this one? in this one?
I was very naive. I have no contracts. I have handshakes. And looking back on it now, to build a $15 million business on handshake never even crossed my mind that the people giving the handshakes may change positions or pass away, lose their jobs, whatever. And so I think I went into this a little bit naive, the magnitude of how far the down could have been. I'm very thankful it didn't go that way, but I was pretty naive about that.
Cordia, in closing, how about one piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs?
First thing that comes to my head is have passion and enthusiasm for the business that you're going into. I love coming to work every day. I love the people that I work with. So having that enthusiasm and passion, be totally credible. Deliver on any promise that you make, no matter how big or small, especially to your employees. Have fun. you know, this isn't a dry run. We're all only going to get a chance to have our lives once. So have fun along the way and enjoy all the ups and downs. Being in business is so much fun.
Cordia Harrington is the founder and CEO of the Tennessee Bun Company. Cordia, I only asked for one good piece of advice. You gave me three. Thank you. Good luck with your business. Thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you.